Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just stopped by to say thank you. How you kept us all last night as we slept in slumber. You kept us from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. We say this thank you. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart and stretch our arms today. Have your way in our lives on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for loving us today. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you for keeping our loved ones, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you in all our services on today. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods today. Have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Heal our land, Lord God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we say thank you for healing and restoring our land, Lord God. And we say thank you. Father, I lift up the Brown family to you today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus and the loss of their loved one, Lord God, I ask you to comfort them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. Even in the midst of bereavement, you can still be glorified. In the midst of bereavement, you are still awesome. In the midst of bereavement, you are amazing. You are wonderful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we ask you to comfort this Brown family right now, Father God. Open up doors for the Brown family, Lord God, that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the Brown family, Lord God. I thank you for being their comforter, because your word say you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So I thank you, you're their comforter today. You're their strength today. You're their peace today in the midst of this storm, and this storm too shall pass. And I say thank you right now for being the comforter for the Browns today, Lord God. I give you the praise. I give you the glory, Lord God. Because without you, Father God, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind up that spirit of suicide. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I send it to the dry place, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I loosen the spirit of the living God to saturate their minds today, their hearts today, in the name of Jesus. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory. Because your word says what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So loosen your spirit of the living God over their minds today, in the mighty name of Jesus, over their hearts today, in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way today, Lord God. Yes, Lord, have your way, rule and reign in the earth today, God. And we lift up all our children to you today, our grandchildren, Lord God, our great-grandchildren. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God, as they go to and from school, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover them with your blood. Keep your right hand is holding them up and keeping them, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God, because you said you will make our enemies our footstool. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. And we come repenting of sins of omission, commission, and mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, because there's someone off worse than we are, Lord God. So have your way today, Lord God. Have your way in the White House today, Lord God, for our president and vice president and their families, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the White House today, from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner of that White House right now, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the whole entire Washington, D.C. today, God. Drive out every spirit in Washington, D.C. that's not of the Holy Spirit. And I welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign all over Washington, D.C. right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we just say thank you, Lord God. Because your word say, pray one for another and ye may be healed. So while we praying for many, you behind the scene working eyes out, and we say thank you. Or we come to bless your name this Sunday morning for breakthroughs, Lord God, and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we are the victors and no longer the victim. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard what you're going to do for us, Lord God. And we just come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We just come to bless your name this morning. I come to praise your name this morning. I don't look like what I've been through, and I say thank you for preserving me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. Hallelujah. I come to tear down strongholds for your people this morning, Lord God. I come to tear them down in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I bind up depression, oppression, rejection, and I send it to the dry place. And I loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for a fresh fire anointing. Saturating the land today in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak peace to your people today, God. Because your word say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. I thank you for peace today, God. For your people, Lord God. I thank you for peace in our homes today, Lord God. I thank you for your healing power saturating our homes today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the visionary of this mind, Lord God. As he continues to pour out to your people all over the land. Pour back into him, Lord God. Strengthen his inner man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to thank you for Rita that works faithfully behind the scene, continuously to bless her and her family, Lord God. Continuously open up doors for her and her family that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for that family, Lord God. And we say thank you. I thank you for baby Emerald, Lord God, how she's gaining weight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she was a premature, Lord God. But your hand is on her, God. And I say thank you for baby Emerald. I thank you for doing a new thing for baby Michael, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are Dr. Jesus. You're the great physician. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where chemo can't go. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can go to the root of the matter like you did for the fig tree, Lord God. You cursed it the root. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So curse cancer right now. Curse depression right now. Curse oppression right now in the name of, cursed it at the root in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way this Sunday morning, Lord God. Rule and reign today, God. We plead the blood over every means of transportation on today, from the planes to the trains to the buses to the cars, Lord God. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the day you have made. In the midst of storms around, you're still wonderful, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We just a mom and dad Matthews to you today, Lord God. Keep your arms around them, God. Keep up your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen sickness, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name for mom and dad Matthews, Lord God. Because if it hadn't have been for mom and dad Matthews, we wouldn't have a prophet Matthews. And we say thank you for your love and care. We say thank you for loving us. We say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thou kingdom come, thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you. You're meeting our needs on today because your word says you daily load us with benefits. And we say thank you. And you also tell us, forget not our benefits. And healing is a benefit. Strength is a benefit. Love is a benefit. And Father, I thank you for healing, restoring relationships, Lord God. because you are a soul man. You're about the souls, Lord God, that no one should perish. And we say, have your way, Lord God. You're married to the backslider. Slide them back to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 31 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois. On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal thanks note and birthday celebration for Dr. Laron Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
My strength this hour, Jesus. You're my deliverer, yes, Jesus. My hope and my future, Jesus. Source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Lord, I need you. protect me from my enemies. I know that you will rescue me as I rest in you. You will keep me. You are Jesus. You're my strong tower, Jesus. My strength.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthews, and we welcome you on today. Those of you who are listening in on this day, we just bless God for all that he's doing in the lives of the believers. I want to take this time to thank our prayer warriors, intercessors, kingdom leaders from all over the world that play an integral role, part in blessing God's people through the word of God, prayer, word of exhortation, word of encouragement, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, teaching, exegesis, the word with hermeneutics behind it. We thank you for your strength and your power. We thank you for the ecclesia. Thank you for the Episcopal of the Kingdom of God and those who operate diligently in a fivefold ministry. We bless God for you. That doesn't mean you have the title. That means you're following and doing what it takes and carrying the responsibility of the Kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. Thank God for you. We're praying for our great intercessors and prayer warriors of the great kingdom leaders on today. Elder Foster, wife, bless you all on today. Thank God for you as well. Thank you on today. Thank God for our team. It's such a pleasure and honor to have you all with us. Let's go right into the word of the Lord God. Many of you know we have been teaching over a number of years on this series in the book of Daniel. However, we're not going to be ministering from Daniel. We're going to go into the word of God from the book of Corinthians, going into Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Corinthians chapter number 3. The history behind 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians is Paul's letters to the church at Corinth. He was dealing with the identity issues, or identifying the issues of those who were among them who had identity issues. And he was identifying the issues at Corinth, and he was trying to offer solutions to teach the believers how to maintain a holy and righteous life in the midst of a corrupt nation, people, country. Corinth was known for its hub for industry, business. It was known for its work as an industrial hub for that particular region. Not only was it known for that, but it was known for its ancient spirit of prostitution, or what we call debauchery. Ancient temples, where they, at those ancient temples, they had prostitutes in those temples who served those men that would come far and near from different countries to take their business. And they would go in those temples and they would do many heinous things with those women there. And so these ancient spirits were influencing and impacting the actual people at Corinth in their transition. Some were Jews, some were other nations. The word Gentile actually means nation in its actual meaning. And others were impacted. So Paul was dealing with the issues that were going on. First letter. Paul had a second letter he wrote to Corinthians, where you get the second Corinthians, the second book of Corinthians. Actually, the second, the book of Corinthians, second book was actually the third letter. The second letter did not arise. Thanks be to God, it didn't, because the actual Corinth church had made some transition. In other words, they had changed their behavior and the way things were going on. So the first letter was a letter to push them in the midst of what was going on. The second letter was a more kinder, or second letter was a more correction. First letter was a gentler letter. The second letter was a more of a tough letter. But by the time that letter would have arrived, the church had made the necessary changes and orders to get things in place. So this actually second letter is the third letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. So you get chapter 3. Get the third letter of what actually was the second letter. So what you have, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians letters sent to the church. So these letters were very important to the believers at Corinth. Into the word of the Lord God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. And brothers, could not speak, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for here for hitherto ye are not able to bear it, neither yet now are able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy, strife, and division, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? For while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollo, and are not carnal. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollo? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planted is he that watered are one. And everyone, every man, have received his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth their own. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of which sort it is. If any man work abiding which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. Know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. All right, I want to stop right there. I want to deal with verse number 3, and I think we need the people to take notes of this. This is Paul's letter. I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that water, but God has given the increase. So I want to talk from this place this day about the increase comes from him. The increase comes from God. Paul, the believers, one believe what Apollo said. Others believe what Paul said. Paul breaks down the analogy of the believer to let them know that he plants Apollo's water, but everything comes through the power of the increase of God. We are the husbandry of the kingdom, and ye are God's building. So everything that we're doing, saints of God, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with God. So what we're doing in the kingdom of God is for the increase of the kingdom of God. We're used as vessels. He explains it here in verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto us as wise master builders, I have laid the foundation, another build thereon. but let every man take heed that buildeth thereupon. We all have a duty in the kingdom of God. We all have a duty in the kingdom of God. Everybody in the kingdom of God has a duty. So it's not your project, my project, your plan, my plan. We all have a duty. As a matter of fact, the moment God raises up a leader, he always raises up your replacement. Every time he raises up a leader, he raises up the replacement. So we all are replaceable in the kingdom, in the law of the land, the law of nature, the things of nature. We are replaceable. So Paul is saying here in this particular writing is the confusion is between those who follow Apollos and those who follow me. In the body of Christ, many people don't understand this is not about you. This is not about Prophet Lauren Matthews. This is about the kingdom. We're building on the foundation of the kingdom of God. I can't founder a church. The church was already founded. I'm building on the foundation of assured infrastructure of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're building on the foundation of an assured foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what blesses me here in this particular writing, what blesses me here, he said here in verse number 8, now he that planted and he that watered are one. We are one, saints of God. He that planted and he watered, we are one. It's not you and them. I don't know where we get this spirit that if somebody is invading your territory. We are one in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, most of the time when there's confusion among the people, it never affects you anyway. It affects the leader. It affects the CEO. It affects the person that's in charge. You know why? Because the person that's in charge is in the head. It's always in the body. It's in the body. Most pastors that I talk to, when members leave the church, it is never the member could say that it's the pastor. Well, it was somebody at the door. It's the way they greeted me. First impression is the only impression I see. It's always the body. So the body has to get themselves together. The leg needs the arm needs the leg, the ear needs the eyes need the nose needs the mouth needs the head. We all need each other in the body of Christ. So Paul is saying here, look, we're arguing and debating over who's in charge. Well, God is in charge. Verse number 8, now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You're going to receive your reward according to your own labor in the kingdom of God. Your own reward in the kingdom. Everybody is competing, challenging, trying to prove, yo, you're going to get your own reward in the kingdom. Your reward is going to, I want to look at the word increase. The word increase means to become aggressively greater, as in size, amount, number, and intensity, to multiply by production, to make great or augment, to enrich. So our job is to make the kingdom greater, not make the kingdom more confusing. We're working to build in the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God is not a one-man show or an individual agenda. the kingdom of God is to build in the word. That's why in the spirit, many believers are not one in the spirit. Because if you're one in the spirit, when we're doing things in the natural, we won't have to worry about competition in the natural because we're one in the spirit. But because some people's spirit is not right, because they're not living righteous in God, they're living agendas in God. You got to live this thing, people of God. God is tired of people playing games. It's their game time is over. You got to live right. Time to live holy. To live right. God is going to come. Live this thing. You on the fence, up and down. Stop being wavering. You got to have your life together spiritually. Wishy-washy. Paul is there. You're wishy-washy. Oh, my crew is over here. My partners is over here. It ain't about your crew and your partner. It's about living this thing in the kingdom of God. Some people didn't even get it in 2020. God let death pass you by. He brought you out of this thing. We still going back to the same old foolishness. In the kingdom of God, it's the English. This is about Jesus. This is about Yeshua. It ain't about your agenda. It ain't about the way you feel. It ain't about the way you think. This is about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffering violence and the violence taking back forth. Paul said that. He said, what did Paul say? I plant. Apollo water. But who gets the increase? God. God is the one who's going to get the greater out of all of this. Greater out of all of this. And see, one of the things about believers and many people, when they see that you're growing in the kingdom of God, what they don't understand is you grew in the spirit first. Then in the natural, you start developing because your spirit starts attaching yourself to eternity and not the internal mess. Eternal power, you must get rid of the internal conflict. Your insecurity, your jealousy, your strife, your envy, your malice, your bipolar mindset, your schizophrenia thought process of what you feel about other people. If you get yourself together, I guarantee you, things around you will change. So Paul says this in that verse. He says, I have planted Apollo water, but God gave the increase. God gave the increase. So in other words, here's what he said, Administrator Brian. He said, you're planting. What is the result? Nothing. Another person planted. They're doing good. Why? Because you're not giving God the increase. You have an agenda. Ready for me today. With God first, you make him the agenda. I'm going to do it because I know I need this promotion. I'm going to do it. You got people that works up the ladder of corporation. They prostitute themselves. They sleep with all types of people. They do whatever it takes to get to the dinner. You have some people do whatever they have to do. They sell their soul to get to the top. And then when they get to the top, they don't see anything. I was sharing with some leaders the other day when God began to bless us. And I was sharing with some leaders about when you get to the top of things, and you see what's up there, when I saw what was at the top, I said, my God, I didn't want it. You know why? Because all I saw is puppets. You see people who are trying to get to the top, and they're getting to the top, or they think they're getting to the top, but they're selling their soul for gain. They're selling their soul for material things. And they want to get to the top, they want to get to the top on the microwave. Microwave only takes food and warm it up on through a micro mechanism. Put it in the oven. Go through the process. Let the heat hit it. Well, I need mine fast. I need to be anointed fast. You don't get anointed fast. You get anointed by being obedient and going through suffering, tribulation, persecution. And suffering is what you're letting go in flesh, what you're letting go, allow to let go in your flesh. That's where the major persecution comes. Because when you want to sleep with somebody and you don't, your flesh acts up.
When you don't wanna smoke, you smoke, your flesh act up. That's what it is. When you go to do good and good and evil is there, you wanna do the evil instead of the good. That's when your flesh goes up. You have to get your body under subjection to the things of God, your spirit. We gotta, and then you know one of the things about believers. Believers gotta stop lying. That's a lying spirit in the land. A lot of people lie. It bothers me when I see saints lie. To escape them. Just tell the people the truth. I messed up. Just tell, you know what? You're right. You know what? Just tell you, you know, pastor or saint, you know, just forgive me. Or just don't say nothing. You ain't gotta justify anything. I'd rather a person not even say nothing and sit there and tell that lie. What they call it, a bald-faced lie. Paul was saying here, you have to be in position. You don't have to tell them anything anyway. But the scribe, they news reporter. They want to know what you're doing, where you're going. Further, oh, where you at? What you doing? Excuse me? No, I'm just, excuse me. Amen. So Paul is saying here to them who are among them, what did he say in verse 4? Condemning the division in the church. You got busybodies in the church. You got people that won't do their own duty, but they want to do everybody else's job. You haven't even did your first work. Do your first work. Kingdom. People did their first work. You know, I say this. I'm going to stop right here for just a quick second. I ain't done teaching, but I'm going to stop right here. You know what? You'll know who with you or not. And I can say this publicly, privately, and wherever I go. 2 days from now, 2 days. What is it, 2 days to the 18th? To go Administrator Brian. Son was in a horrendous car accident. Now, this is going to help somebody. Horrendous car accident. Half of the brain was left in the car. We all rushing to the hospital. I'm praying the Shunammite woman prayer all the way, 80 miles, 88 miles to the hospital. Now, this is going to help some of you people who always use excuses for everything. You ain't nothing but a bunch of excuse people, people that always excuses. And I can tell you me as well, because you know when you really ain't God, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you unequivocally, when you really in God, and you know how to put things in the hand of God and not pluck it out. But we got people that plucking stuff in, give it to God. You know what? I'm waiting for God to bring them back. Well, God told you to not marry Bozo anyway. I'm ready for God to deliver. God never told you to hook up with Jezebel. I'm ready. God didn't never tell. You said you gave that boy, that daughter, that son to the Holy Ghost. Give it to them. And don't worry about what people say about your children. See, and we got to get, because the body of Christ, see, people, you want to create God as a waiver system. Paul says, God is not a waiver system. God is getting the increase. We're going to get our just reward out of this. We have to walk a certain way in the kingdom of God. There's a certain standard in the kingdom. So here, Administrator Brian, I'm going to deal with another issue in the kingdom of God. So in this horrendous time, we were in the middle of our first conference. This is a family value conference. Probably was our first or second one. And that happened. But the woman of God did not miss a heartbeat of her duty. She did not miss her duty at all. It's the heartbeat of her duty. She was on target in her duty. I said, well, woman of God, take time. Do it. Brother, we're gonna do this. We're gonna believe God, but I'm not gonna miss my position. You know what? You got people that are fly by night.
As soon as something happened in their life, it devastates them. Let me tell you something. Last year, if anybody should have quit, I should have quit. I lost my leader, my mentor, my spiritual dad, coach, my everything. One I can go to, partner I could talk to. But I still preach. What I did, I dedicated that year to him. All of last year, I dedicated. Oh, prophet, you changed. Oh, prophet, you preacher. Oh, prophet, you actor. You know why? Because I got more into God than the mess. Somebody better write that down. I got more into God than the mess. I got more into God than the lust. I got more into God than the foolishness. I got more into God than the gossiping spirit. I got more into God. Why? Because I wanted more of God than the foolish stuff. I wanted more of him. Why? Because I knew that when mantles are passed, mental state has to be stronger. When mantles are passed, your thought has to be changed. When mantles are passed, you got to think differently. When mantles are passed, you got to act differently. When mantles are passed, you got to change your way. God gets the increase out of this. Everything I do, I acknowledge God. We have to get to the place. We got to acknowledge God. Take you out of the way. Take you out of the way, you'll lose some weight. You take you out of the way, you'll start dieting. You take you out of the way, you'll take care of your health. You take you out of the way, you won't eat out of emotionally. Take you out of the way. Give it to God. Put that thing to God here. So Paul says here, we both water, but we're together. It's not about you. We're together. We're one. One in the spirit. Successful marriages that mature over months, weeks, and years is because they come together. In my life, I learned a whole lot more. That's why I could tell people. Well, let me say something. No, you can't. See, you. Some people ain't mature enough to tell you anything. You gotta lock the novice spirit out. Have you ever been with people where they feel they could tell you everything, you can't tell them nothing, and then next thing you see them as shipwrecked, and you still riding the ship down the road? Paul is saying here, God is the one get the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one. If I plant, I need somebody to water. If I plant, I need to water. Then God gets the increase, his own reward. And then every man shall receive his own reward. Nobody is getting more than the next person in the kingdom of God. Nobody is getting more. Man, when I see people blessed in ministry and supporting ministry and doing things in ministry, I am excited. I'm a pusher, people. Well, it ain't my season yet. Well, moving right along, Prophet Matthew. Put people in responsibility. Complain. Okay, well, then move right along. Because we have to get in our mind. We got to come to a certain level in our walk with the Lord. You're not my enemy. Other saints ain't my enemy. We get in this field like everybody our enemy. And as a matter of fact, most people ain't our enemy. They just immature in a thing. They need clarity in a thing. Verse number. So I thank God for when things happen. People don't quit. You got people. I had a car accident. Oh, did you? What happened? Oh, I hurt my feet. Oh, okay. Well, I had to stay out. I couldn't be in church. What happened? They said my ankle swole. Oh, okay. Well, I had an ankle filling. And then you got people that don't want to be accountable to nobody. No accountability. You in position. You get the increase. You plant. But you water. I was dealing with what? Division among people. There's so much division in lives, in people. You know, the division ain't a church. Division is individuals. The division is you all. You are the division in the church.
Your life is the division. You have to look at your own life. Examine yourself. While people were dying, I was examining. While people were sick, I was examining. I was examining myself. I was examining myself. I said, Lord, as I was dealing this morning, I was talking to the Lord about me. Lord, I'm going to save myself. Nobody gets saved. I'm saving myself. Why? Because I'm not going to be a castaway preaching and then become a castaway. Save yourself. In the body, believer. I'm worrying about somebody else. No, I'm worrying about your soul. Soul is what's at stake. The soul of a man, the soul of a woman is at stake. Your soul is at, your entire soul. So the word increase is to become aggressively greater in size, amount, number, intensity. I have an intensity to do the things of the kingdom of God. I have an intensity to take care of myself. I told God, I'm going to take care of my health. My leader had many pre-existing things. He traveled immensely. We talked about it all the time. Bishop, I would tell him sometimes, call him Daddy-O. I said, Daddy-O, rest. People tell me to rest. Daddy-O, you need to rest. Well, I have to get out here and take care of your mama. I understand that. But you have to rest your body. 48 weeks a year on the road a year. 48 weeks. Think about that. It's only 52 weeks. So 3 weeks of the year you rested. And then you wasn't resting. You were dealing with church things. Then took on the duty of the bishop. And that was for 13 years. So he took on the duty of the bishop, dealing a jurisdiction, dealing with men and women in the jurisdiction, people up, down, traveling, singing, ministering, giving of himself, being taken for granted from people. He go preach a message and then do a concert. And when he do the concert, they come back and want another song. Because you never give people they're never satisfied, but won't sow the seed. Isn't it interesting? You can bless people and they will not bless your ministry. And they can do it. You got people that'll be blessed. They come. You planting a seed, but they'll never water it. Seeds in their life, and they benefit from the seed on your life, but they'll never water it. Paul said, plant, water, and we together. Verse number 8. And now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God, and ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, and have laid the foundation, and another builder their own. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. People don't even consider what you're building upon. You had so many churches shutting their doors last year. So many churches that were in hotels couldn't be in hotels any longer. Pastor, last year, he got mad at me. Because we were already doing Facebook since when? When Facebook exists. We were doing Facebook as well as our ministry. Some of his followers started watching us on Facebook. then you got an audacity to go to start trying to talk about prophet. You really talking about me. And you are underlining homosexual. Y'all ain't ready for me. Ain't that a shame? See, people want to look at your life, but they ain't looking at theirs. Calling it today. I'm busting the devil out. I'm so tired of folks. You looking at everybody's life. Homosexuality is an abomination. We gotta look at our own life. What is in your life that is not right, that will cause you to miss the kingdom of God? What's in your life right now what is it that you holding on to in your life right now? In your life right now. What is it that you holding on right now in your life, yelling, ta-ba-ba-ba-ba, shoulder-da-ba-ba, and speaking in tongues and going out, and it ain't right. In your life that's not right. Time for folk to get their lives together. It's a dangerous time to be playing hooky and rookie in the kingdom of God. Should just be either in or out. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. He said, now he that watered and received his own reward according to his own labor. For he hath labored together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's building, according to the grace which is given unto you, to me as a wise master builder. I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereto. You got people, oh, God called me to be an evangelist, a pastor. Okay, he called you to be. Why you ain't doing what God told you to be? Do. Because they don't recognize and realize it takes work to do what we do in the kingdom. It takes work to do a conference line, a blog talk, a Tuesday night radio broadcast, a television show, writing books, and still can live holy, and still can live righteous, and still have struggles, and still deal with people talking about you behind your back. Oh, they talking about me. I don't care about anybody talking about me. You disagree with what? Well, I get disagree with. Okay, well, let's talk about it. Then half of the time, they can't even tell you what they're disagreeing with you about. When you share with them, okay, this is what the word said. This is what the word. Well, this is what I've been taught. Okay, let me show you what the word says, and then let me give you the revelation of the word, and you tell me if that teaching was right. Well, you said my leader didn't teach me. No, I never said that. Did y'all see how I explained it? I said, let me show you what the words say, and let me give you the revelation of it, and we'll see that if it was right. See, a lot of the saints, it's not that they are wrong, it's just that they did not know. When you come into the knowledge of something and the knowledge of it, you have to change when you come into the knowledge of something. There's certain things you come into the knowledge of. Well, that ain't what I've been taught. See, conversation is over. I done said it three times at the table and explained to you and broke it down. Okay, so that ain't what you learned. So now, did this make sense? Yes. Did it bless you? Yes. Did it look like it's right? Yes. You're breaking it down to the people. Wow. And here's the deep thing about division is when you leave, you go back and say, well, I didn't agree with it. Well, let's get it together. Let's come together and agree. Let's close out on it. What did you not understand? Okay, then let's do it this way. Share with me what you learned. Well, see, I don't know it like you do. Now, look, I'll be. Well, I tell you. So you don't know, you can't explain to me, but I'm explaining to you how the word of God says, but you can't explain that to me, but you're only going on what somebody told you?
Let me read on down. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He said, for according, verse number, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. You can't founder a church, saint. And everybody has Founders Week. You can't founder these. Let me tell you something. You know where the word found, the founders come out of? It came out of the spirit of Nimrod. You know how they wear their God's hat? All of this stuff is ancient stuff. You know, Nimrod was trying to exalt himself above God, the Most High. So what he did, he made himself, I'm gonna be above God. So when you try to found something, you try to exalt yourself above God. God is the foundation. He's the author and finisher of a mess. Author and finisher of everything that we're doing. He's the author of it and the finisher of every project. People are competing against each other. Well, I can do better. That's a covenant spirit. Just do your part. You don't know what that man or that woman of God had to go through or what they had to go through to get to. That's what he said, verse number. For other foundations, no man lay than he laid, than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Why? What does it mean by fire? It will be tested. Tested. And you know why? People are being, the test is on now, because people can't go through the fire. Tested now. Talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going through the fire. We could talk about Jeremiah, fire shed up in the bone. We could talk about Moses watching the burning bush. You have to be able to go through the fire without a smell, go through the fire without being burned, go through whatever you have to go through with the power of the anointed. And most of the time when you go through stuff, an anointed man or woman of God don't tell anybody that they go through until they come out. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You got so many testifiers. Oh, the Holy Ghost did this. The power of God moved over there. And once he does it, they go right back to the same old spirit because they didn't overcome it. They didn't graduate. They didn't complete it. Here's what Paul said. At verse 12, 13, every man's work should be made manifest, for the day shall be declared, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You're going to be tried and tested in the kingdom of God. Some people don't want to go through the trying and the testing. They want to use your testimony as their test. No, you have to go through your own testimony to get to this place of the glory of God. I want to look at the actual Greek word, the Greek word for increase. This word means oxnomos. It means I cause the increase. I become greater. I increase. I grow. In other words, in your walk with the Lord, you have to grow, saints of God. They're growing. I've been in church 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and they ain't grown. Telling my testimony with some powerful men of God. One of the brothers meeting said, man of God, you didn't have to tell all of that. And I said, well, no, I just want people to know the testimony they're going to overcome, that you can overcome certain things. You can make it through. Well, I wouldn't have done that. Well, I said, you're not me. And I said, let me share something with you. Most of the time, people who don't have to tell their test, you don't have to tell everything. But when you truly overcome, you can talk about it. Oftentimes, it may be something you didn't overcome. Guess what? Got offended. See? You know why? I hit a spot in him that he ain't willing to let go. I ain't got time to play in this season. You ain't got time to play with. I don't care what level you on. There's certain things you should be able to overcome. This word means, this particular word is very powerful. Something in life we have to be able to overcome. To be able to overcome things, to make the growth. You got to grow and develop. Some people, they ain't growing and developing. They growing in title, but not in the spirit. They growing in title, but not in the anointing. They growing in title. Every day, they study, oh, I know what apostle is. You study all the levels of the apostle, but you're in the spirit. You got imposters inside of you. I'm studying every level of the prophet, but you still run around profiteering the people. You study every level of an evangelist, and you ain't bringing no good news because there ain't no good news in you. You study every level of pastoring, and you coming around, you a tyrant because you can't control yourself or your household. You study every level of a teacher, but you won't sit and be taught by leaders who can teach you something. And when you have people who teaching you, helping you along the way, helping you get the knowledge and the understanding how to live this thing. You got to be able to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Got so many false flagging people in the kingdom. And I grew up understanding what church was about. I've been talking to my dad. I said, you know, Dad, a lot of stuff that would talk from pulpit was intimidating the people. And most of these messages intimidated the people. So what you have is people intimidated. But, you're trying to scare people to get saved. You don't have to scare nobody to get saved. Sovereignty of God. Because most of y'all came out of that spirit, that season where all of y'all came 40, 50. And the fear of the Lord, getting of wisdom, intimidating the people, scaring the people. So you got people scared that say being scared, not fear of God. You love God. I love the Lord more than this. The God that I serve, there's something about the sovereignty of God. Went to a church back in the day, nobody playing no music. They can't have no music in the church. Why they can't play no music? The Old Testament said no music in the church. Okay, if you play music, it ain't God. So that's a religion now. Man. Woo, okay. So they don't play music. And if you play music, it ain't God. Because the word of God says they took all the music out. They didn't understand the scripture. See, and you follow all of this stuff. Paul was going in, breaking this thing down. You got so many people in church that saying they're tough, they ain't tough. That spirit keeps jumping on them again and again and again. When you come to the place of development and maturity in God, and you know who you are in the kingdom of God, you ain't going to tell me you're rough and tough. You ain't going to tell me this. You just live it a bit as an example. I was, matter of fact, the conference I was at last week, and this really blessed my spirit. I can talk about it and help somebody else too. The man of God, the woman of God said, we watched you through the conference, Prophet Matthew. I didn't even know. I'm just excited about being there because I know who I am. It was the way you presented yourself, the way you held yourself, the way you carried yourself. Wow. We saw how people with certain spirit were trying to connect with you, but you carried yourself in a certain way. Then we all had dinner, this big dinner we all went to, and we were all sitting down. And say, one of the brothers said, man, you, the way you handle yourself. He said, I said, well, what do you mean? Go deeper. You know, I tell people, go deeper. He said, man, I'm used to seeing brother, they eyes be wandering back and forth. You were focused. I said, that ain't my, I said, that ain't my agenda. I don't have time for that. That ain't my agenda. My agenda is the kingdom. He said, man, I see. He said, man, he said, I'm learning from you. Why? Thank you. Wondering eyes over here looking at that. No, keep your mind focused on the kingdom. If you keep your mind focused on the kingdom of God, you do what you have to do in the kingdom of God. That's maturity in the kingdom of God. You got people worrying about what you're doing. Oh, what are they doing over there? I tell people all the time. When you get to a place in your life in God, all of the other things what you call was offending people and worry about, you don't worry about that. See, in when you walk in a place, in a realm, let me put it like that, in the spirit, when you walk in a realm of the spirit, there's certain things that you value about who you are in that realm in the spirit. And so in that spirit realm, you do what you have to do, and the presence of God will navigate you through the rest. You ain't remember, who they talking to? What are they doing over there? Oh, I see what they're doing over there. Let me tell you something. I can sit in a corner for 40 minutes and talk to my sister in the gospel and still show her love. I can sit over there and talk to a homosexual and show them love. It's you nosy, low-down demons who don't have your life together, who don't have your spirit together. Get your life in order. Don't watch my life. Get your life in order. I'm making heaven my home. I'm not making it a case. I'm making it my home. When I dealt with the man who was a transgender, I embraced the man and was dressed fully like a woman, hugged him, held him, and ministered to him. Foolish person, he's hugging a woman. You don't even know, it's a man, foolish. Get your life together. If you're going to yell holy, live holy. Start a horse and call it and think that I'm horse. Live your life. Get yourself together. They want to judge you. No, judge. Look at yourself. Is your house in order? Is your family in order? Did you get yourself together? You live in this thing. I'm trying to make heaven my home. Increase. I'm not trying to make the kingdom of God an embarrassment. Make the kingdom look like an embarrassment. But really, you embarrass yourself. Then you help people. You bless people in the kingdom. And you know, you already know they got a bad track record. Then you try to help them with their track record, and they don't want their track record to get better. You helping them. I try to help you. Man of God, woman of God, friend. I imagine always helping them, and they got a bad record. Well, you got a record too. You messed up too. We're in the kingdom. I'm watering or I'm planting. Somebody got to plant in the kingdom. I could be a castaway. I'm not perfect. I could be a castaway. I'm flawed, but guess what? I have self-control, and a lot of people don't. Until people get self-control, get yourself under control. You all over the place. You got people all over the place. One day they're up, one day they're down, because they have no self-control. That's part of the fruit. Self-control in the body. Look at Jesus. Look at Paul. They arguing over strife, envy, division, carnal-minded stuff in the kingdom. So this word means increase, increase. If God is increasing ministry, increasing the people, increase. Do you know you got people that will be blessed and then other leaders don't want them to get close to you because they want you for themselves? I'm not a prostitute. I'm not a pimp. I'm for the people of God. This is a kingdom thing. My job is to bless the kingdom.
I'm trying to bring healing to the kingdom. Your job should be bringing people to the kingdom. This is a kingdom job. We're trying to build the kingdom of God. We're trying to build so lives can be changed, hearts can be mended. He talked to them 5 minutes more than me. He talked to her 10 minutes more than me. He walked with them 8 minutes more than me. He prophesied to them 7 minutes and 37 seconds. And he only prophesied to me 5 minutes. Do you think that worries me? I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm not controlled by a system of people. Because the kingdom of God got to advance. One with water, another with plant. God will get the increase. And the water and the planters are one. We're one. If I'm planting, somebody must water. I'm planting. You trying to plant right by me. No, you water. You don't plant. You supposed to be watering. And you know what? I came to a revelation. You know when people are with you, when you plant and they can't water? Because they don't have the spirit. Because the spirit is the water. They don't have the spirit. Water. Have the spirit. When you have the spirit, you have the spirit of the Lord God upon you. And many people don't have the spirit of God on them. They don't have the spirit of God on them. You'll know this. You'll know them by their fruit. And I'm so tired of people reading the scripture. Try the spirit by the spirit. No, the word of God said in 1 John 4. Let me turn that. It said try the spirit rather. Now the word rather in the actual Greek. I've got to understand stuff. Rather, it means discerning either or. Suspicious. You can't try spirit by spirit. Because if your spirit ain't wrong, if your spirit is wrong, then how you going to try your wrong spirit by a right spirit? God Almighty. Let me turn that and bless the people. I'm done saying. Thank you, Administrator Brian. Because you got people, every time something happens in their life, they waver up and down, in and out. Turn that with me, Frank. I'm preaching holiness today, not whoreishness. I ain't giving you no watered-down message. Verse 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Rather, they are of what? God. It is that try spirit, bad spirit. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. The spirit, it's an S on the end. Spirits, I'm a teacher. Try the spirits, whether they are of what? God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is Yeshua is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not God. And this is that spirit of what? The Antichrist. You might have to ask yourself, are you an Antichrist? Are you with the kingdom or against the kingdom? Are you planting in water? Are you competing? Or are you a covetous? In the kingdom, you have to know who you are in this thing. Cause there's a test. We in the separation time. You know people, cause you have to know them by their fruit. Know people by their fruit of who they are in the kingdom of God. They are the fruit of the kingdom of God. Now I'm gonna talk about this. Now this is for men and women of God. Look, if you're going to live right, don't come in church dressing hoish. God Almighty. Step on some dress properly clothed. Don't have your cleavage open. Clothes tight. Come on, dress right. You sanctified. People can see your booty line, your breast, your body. Come on, in the kingdom of God. Dress right. Come dressing presentable in the kingdom. God Almighty. Causing people to error because of your dressing, the way you dressing. I'm gaining some weight. Well, go to the store and get some clothes that's going to dress properly. You're going to live this thing. I'm saved, sanctified. You can't halfway get down and kneel and bless anybody. Your clothes are tear up. You supposed to hold the people. You ain't got to hold your chest. Pin it up. Body, Holy Ghost. Whoa, good God Almighty. All out of order. You'll cover your head, but won't cover your body. God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Take care of everything. You should live this thing. Out of order in the body of Christ. In the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ, for some of these people. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Brothers, look here. Don't have a suit 14 sizes tight. All the front hanging out, the crotch hanging out, the butt hanging out. You're tight. Put something on presentable in the kingdom of God. Either you're on the down low or on the up high. A man know how to be a man. You got to be a man in the kingdom. Dress presentable in the kingdom of God. You're going to put a suit on. Put a decent suit on. Make yourself look decent. You got to turn, and the jacket got to, you can see, you can literally see the strings in the jacket getting ready to tear. And you went and bought that. Come on now. You trying to follow after the world system. No, get in the word of God. And don't eat another two chickens, because you eat two more chickens, you're going to tear the jacket up. You're going to tear the shirt up. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Because the people have to get themselves together. And you trying to water. You can't water. You water down. You can't plant. You can't be able to put the seed down. God have to get the increase. Because in the kingdom of God, we got to be able to build the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God must be in order. Not up and down, in and out. Well, everybody else is doing it. Well, you ain't everybody else. Come out from among them and be you separated. You got to come out from among that stuff in life. Somebody said to me, isn't it interesting people could tell you, well, because you're a leader, you got to be different. What's the difference between me being a leader and you being a person that can soon be leading? No, I got to be an example to you. Well, I can't do what you can do. Well, guess what? Hell is real and heaven is real. And you got to choose you this day. If I'm going to heaven and you can't be like me, then you ain't going to heaven with me. And I'm sure I ain't going to hell with you. No, I'm going to try to make an example. No. Let me call it what it is. Because you ain't going to put me on this pedestal. I ain't your God. See, you got to live this thing yourself. This thing in the kingdom of God, you got to live this yourself. You got to live that example of the kingdom of God. You got to be the example of the kingdom of God. I can deal with a person coming in church with a pair of pants looking decent than a tight dress looking hoarse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We want to talk about everybody else, but you ain't looking at yourself. Touch your people, say it's tight, but it's right. Preach, Matthews. You're getting watered down today. You're getting the word today. Come out from among them. Be ye separated, says the Lord. So Paul, and we treating people that is of our cast wrong, because you haven't gotten yourself together in the kingdom. You have to be in right in the kingdom yourself. So he talks about it in the third chapter. Division. So much division in the church. Keeping stuff going on in the church. Constantly stuff going on. This, that. Always excuses. Well, today, this was happening. Okay, what's going to be next week? Because we want to justify what we do in the kingdom. It ain't time to justify. It's time to get yourself together in the kingdom. Much is given, much is required by the believers in the kingdom of God. Every wind of blowing. Every way, if a wind blow here, it changes you. If a wind blow there, it changes. If a wind blow here, it changes. We've been tossed and turned by every wind and wave of doctrine. Then you got those who get mad at you, then they want to do what they want to do in the kingdom. No, you gonna deal with that. You got people, some people don't even want to be corrected. So when you correct them and they don't like what they do, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You ain't hurting me. I'm making heaven my home. I'm gonna deal with you. See, you gotta put people, you put them in God's hands. Put the people in God's hands. Let God deal with them. Because when God hit them, then you don't have nothing to do with that. Because people don't want to be turned over to the hand of the Lord. Give them over to God. Let the Lord, you deal with that one, because I'm not going to deal with that. And if God deal with you, woe be unto you. Because God needs to deal with some of these people. You ain't got to stress yourself over that foolish. Give it to God. Give him to God. Give her to God. Lord, you can handle that one. I'm not dealing with that. We have to be in the kingdom. The increase is in God. The power of the presence is in the presence of God. The thing is, in the spirit of the Lord God, he's giving the increase to the kingdom of God. Not ourselves. The increase comes through the who? The spirit of the Lord God. That comes through what? The spirit of God. Amen. We bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. One water, another plant. The water and the planters are one. Ask the gardener. The one who gardens. Somebody plant another water. And then if the gardener don't have a person that water, he or she know how to plant. But I guarantee you, he going to come back and water it because he don't want his seed to die. And look how it grows. Why? Because it grows from the darkest place. And God take all of us from the dark place. Put that seed down in the ground. Cover it over. It's dark. It grows from the dark place. And some people, you don't want to grow from the dark place. You want to always be in the light. God gets the increase. Paul tells him. And then he's the rewarder. We're one. Then God is the rewarder of the people. In Jesus' name. Bless God on today. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God today. We thank you for the word that's coming and touching the lives of the people to bring them back into their place in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing for the believers now. We thank you for what you're doing for the lives of those that are listening in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You're the healer. You're the strength. You're the redeemer. You're the strong tower. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of backlash. I come against demonic daggers in the name of Jesus. We decree the godly conviction that will hit them, Lord, and they will change their ways, God, their mindset, their thinking, and come into the order of you. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for the word of God coming and having free course in this season of the lives of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. It is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord today. We bless the Lord today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. If you in our city join us today, 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. today, there's a word from the Lord. Join us in our sanctuary as we share the word of God and bless the people of God in the kingdom. The kingdom of God need planters and those that will water, and then God will get the increase. It ain't about you. Oh, somebody getting the credit. No, now you try to take what God is. God got the glory out of it. God is getting the glory out of it. Everything you do, the Spirit of the Lord God is getting the glory. He's the one getting all the glory and an honor. You can run, but you can't hide. You can hide, but you can't run. God's going to get the glory out of everything that you do. He's the one. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. That's the Spirit of the Lord God on him. And thanks to God, don't let anybody have your ear. Everybody have your ear.
Some people don't even need your ear in this season. Shaking you on something that they're giving you an illusion about. They in a spirit of illusion, selling you a delusion, and they're in a illusion. Let people get your ear. You do what God told you to do. You serve Him, and let His will be done. Let the power of the Holy Ghost have you in full form, and watch what He do for you. And watch His power touch your life, strengthen your life, bless your life, take you to higher heights and deeper depths in Him. Some people don't even need your ear. Some people only let get my ear. Why? Because I don't need no poison. You don't need no poison in your life. Some of you, God is taking you to places in your walk with Him that are so different. Where I go back to Lowly Bob, and you're on your way to Canaan. You're on your way to the promised land, Canaan, and stopping for roses and daisies along the way. Really, shut all that foolishness out. Let God have His way. Competition, competing. Man, please. You do what God tells you to do, and you love Him like you say you do, and you believe Him like you say you believe Him, I promise you, things will change. Amen. All right. Chicagoland area, southwest, northwest Indiana. We'll be in our sanctuary today, 11 a.m., sharing a word from the Lord. Thanks to God. Have your best form on today. Could Pastor have a word for the people? If you were there Thursday night, you missed it. I was talking about the formula. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God. You are a formula for the kingdom of God. The power of who you are. Man, there's so many people don't even know who they are because they let somebody deform their formula. You got to be a transformer, not a conformer. Conformer means copy. Transform means be creative. You got to come up with some creativity and create things, great talent, great ability. Be the creative person who God told you you were. Religion has messed up people. Righteousness has brought us out. You're the righteousness of God. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God, in the power for which you are in that place. It's powerful things happen. Some people can't even sleep because somebody got in their ear with a lie, a delusion. Man, that's going on. Man, you better know, you need to know who dwell among us. Try that issue, that spirit, rather it be of God. Because there are many false prophets that have went out. Why? Because they was not ready, immature. All right, bless the Lord. All right, if you're in any other cities, if you're in South Bend, Indiana, join my good friend, Apostle Russell Shabu, Pastor Carter, Apostolic House of Deliverance, 4313 Linden Avenue. They're in the Eastern time zone where the word of the Lord comes alive. We bless the kingdom leaders and what God is doing in that ministry. If you're in Hampton, Newport News, Virginia, join the powerful man and woman of God, Restoration Truth Ministry, Apostle Maurice and his wife, Eugenie Simmons, there in Newport News, Hampton area. They're a great kingdom leader. Sons and daughters in the gospel, join them as they minister the word of God, 10 a.m. Eastern time in their service. If you are in Toledo, Ohio, join Elder Pastor Booker Dupree, who is now overseer of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. Join them in their sanctuary, 11 a.m. Eastern time, 801 Van Street, city of Toledo, Ohio. Bless the man of God who's taken over the duty, faithful 28 years with the leader. And God blessed him to handle the duty and the responsibility. Bless the Lord God for them. If you are in South Carolina, overseer Pastor Gainey, Pastor Aaron Meyer, assistant pastor, Sister Dixon, Pastor Dixon, join them in their sanctuary. Some of them are doing Facebook Live. You can look them up on Facebook and be blessed by the word of God. We are in this thing to win it. If you're in Joliet, Illinois, join my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, senior pastor, the Way of Life Holiness Church, 654 Patterson Road. Mother Matthew, Bishop Matthew, join them in their sanctuary. 11:30, he'll be ministering the word of God. He's a great teacher of the word of God. Join him. He'll be coming on in a few minutes on Facebook Live. You can go over to my page, look up Nathaniel Matthews. My dad is a wise man, teacher. You can go over there and be blessed by a word from him. He's a great teacher and expository person of the word of God. Blessing the Lord for him. 79 years of age, still can get in his car and drive, still can go shopping and drive, still have a sound mind, still can do the things he needs to do. So thank God for him. Mother Matthew, still strong woman, 18 children. So you have people come up, I'm this. No, you better look at my mother. She's 74, had 18 children, still have a sound mind. When people tell you, oh, this is going on, please. I got three people I know that are example. Something ain't right with this generation. Something ain't right with people. You have to take care of your mind in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And don't let nobody force you. Don't force faith on you. You ain't got that faith, ask God to help your faith. Bless you, keep you, guide you. Strengthen you. That his will be done in your life. And you watch some powerful things that God will do for your life in the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, Administrator Brian, any announcement there? Bless you on today.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. Bless everyone that's listening on the line. Today is the third Sunday. Today is Love Sunday. We've adopted the third Sunday. Every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. If you would like to bless the men of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org, or you can cash up at money sign RFPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. This is a very important couple of very important dates I'm giving you leading up to the Family Values Conference 2021, the last day to have your ad in. The very last day to have your ad in is next Sunday. Next Sunday is the last day for your ad, the 24th, and the last day to purchase your ticket for the banquet will be on the 26th. So the 24th and the 26th, very two important days to have your ad in, is the 24th, a business size. It's $25 a half page. It's $50 and a full page is $100. And we will be supporting and wishing Dr. Matthews a very, very happy birthday. Again, the 24th is the last day for the ads. The 26th, the final day to purchase your ticket so we can tally up the counts that we need for the caterer as well. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to give us a call at 334-440-6152. You can text that number as well. Or you can call 708-825-1988 or the corporate number at 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Matthew.
Amen. Bless you too, Administrator Richard Bryant. 10 years and counting, you're coming upon 8 years that your son was in the hospital. And we thank God for all that the Lord has done. It's on the 18th. Yeah, amen. Tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
The 18th. Yes, sir. Yes. And I tell you, people in the body of Christ, we have to stop letting crisis delay the Christ in you. We have to stop letting crisis in our life stop delaying the Christ for our life. When crisis comes, we just literally throw God out the window. When I went through the things I went through, I didn't stop on the Lord. I didn't bail out. I continued to press in. You have to continue to press on the kingdom of God and continue to stay steadfast, unremovable. Pain costs you something, but promise is guaranteed. Pain costs you something, but promise is guaranteed. But you have to trust the Lord on today, faith to God. All right, people of God, continue to have that faith in the Lord. Continue to stay steadfast, unremovable in the kingdom of God. We thank God for the saints of God, the Most High. If you have a quick question or comment, hit one on your dial. If you have a question or comment for us, quick question, not long comment, you can hit one on your dial. We'll bring you right in. Question or comment for us. We're blessing the Lord for you on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Minister Aretha Bryant, on today. We celebrate what God is doing for this week leading up to this Family Value Conference 2021. I believe it's 10 years. It'll be 10 years, 10, 9 years, 9 years, 10. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I think we have a live call of 5301. You're live on the air.
God bless you, caller. 5301. I don't know if it's an error mistake. God bless you on today. All right. Well, we bless the Lord for the call. Amen. All right. Thanks to God. We honor the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Thank God for you. Hold on to the word of God. The increase is in God. The presence, the things of the Lord is in him. The things of God is in him. The ways of God is in him. Carry those things. Continue to walk in the purpose and the plan of God for your life. Let his will be done. Continue to stay steadfast, unremovable in the things of God. The increase is in God, not in you. Someone water, another plant. The water and the planters are one. The increase go to God. And that's what we ought to remember that. You know, I'll go to him. All right. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you Facebook Live today, 11:35, right around that time, 11:35, between 11:35 and 11:40. We're going to be going right into the word of the Lord. God bless you, Matilda. All right. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And Shalom in your court is my prayer for you today. God bless.
We're getting ready to celebrate, get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign. Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go. It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 31 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois. On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Your tickets are $70. It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, Overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
King, worthy is the land. You are the Holy One.
Holy One.
Hey,
righteous King.
Worthy is the land.
Worthy is the land.
You are the
Holy One.
Lift your hands if you know that's Him. I am. You are the
Holy One.
Oh, it's time to praise now. Time to praise. Get your fruit. Give Him the praise. You are the me, Jesus.
You are the Holy One.
Thank you, Jesus. So divine and so pure, perfect and so true. Hallowed be Thy name,
so divine, so
pure,
and so pure.
such an honor, me, Jesus.
You are the Holy One.
Oh, I feel like saying, so holy, Holy One. My Savior and King, King of Kings. Oh, help me say, fellas, yeah. The whole world.